I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 20 degrees.
Still have closures on your city streets in the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Heather Kelly.
It's our top story this half hour. UDOT trying to warn all of you, you may want to stay away from northbound I-15 in parts of Davis County Sunday afternoon. They have to make some serious lane restrictions, which will likely grind traffic to a halt. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
Traffic is usually light on Sundays, but anytime they restrict I-15 to one lane, UDOT can guarantee big delays.
In the Clearfield area on Sunday, we could see delays of up to a half hour or even more.
Spokesman John Gleason says all but one northbound lane will be closed off starting Sunday afternoon until early Monday morning between Clearfield and Riverdale Road. They have to take out a lane split before the winter.
That allows our plows to come through the area and make sure that the roads are safe and clear for people to drive on.
And if you think you'll save time by using Highway 89, think again. They'll have restrictions on that road between Kaysville and Fruit Heights. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah State Board of Education is considering sending a $5 million request to the legislature to help expand broadband access for students learning at home.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John.
Yeah, Tim, a full return to in-person learning in Utah public schools may still be a ways away, which has the State Board of Education looking to sustain a program that was initially funded by the CARES Act. According to the Salt Lake City School District, federal support distributed to the school district enabled it to purchase hundreds of personal hotspots to then give to students. Yesterday, the school board voted to support a request to the legislature, which asks for $5 million in one-time money to continue their broadband efforts, and then another $350,000, which would be for ongoing funding. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President-elect Biden plans to ask the nation to wear a mask for at least 3 months in order to end the out-of-control rise in COVID cases and deaths. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
President-elect Biden says he's not even waiting till he walks into the White House, telling CNN at his inaugural, he'll ask Americans to mask up.
It's 100 days. To mask, not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction.
A contrast from President Trump, who rarely wears one, and at one point said those wearing masks did so to make him look bad politically. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Nearly 30 human smuggling victims were rescued from a home in southwest Houston. Police responded to that house after a man ran down the street yelling that he had been kidnapped. Police have arrested three people who they believe may have been hired to smuggle people into the country. Investigators say most of the victims are from Mexico, El Salvador, Cuba, and Honduras.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Things need to change if we want a white Christmas.
Wow, lack of stormy weather here. We told you earlier that we do average over a foot of snow at the airport in the month of December. And as we kind of look at the 70 forecast here, yeah, we are not seeing it here. So it was looking like in about a week's time we could see a storm moving in, like say Friday of next week. So we'll keep watching that for you.
Grant says we'll have highs in the mid 40s this weekend, but drop into the lower 40s by next week.
It's time for our daily installment of As the Monolith Turns. Utah has a new one, only this one is designed to help raise money for charity. Robbie Gower says they use their annual Christmas light display to help charities, but when they weren't getting many visitors, they decided to add a replica of the Utah monolith in their yard.
Just want to give back and do something positive with it, do something good with it. The one foundation we help with is the Mascot Miracles Foundation.
And you know what? The Mary monolith is working.
Yes.
Gower says traffic has picked up significantly as word of the monolith has spread.
BYU suddenly picked up a football game in South Carolina, which means the equipment truck has had to book it across the country, and they are gathering fans along the way. KS on His Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, BYU got that semi-truck rolling before they had the game officially confirmed against Coastal Carolina because it can take up to 40 hours to drive there. Those drivers, Hal and Feely, are taking turns and taking pictures along the way, video as well, including when they got to South Carolina early this morning with just a couple more hours to go.
Time to trade drivers. I've driven throughout the night, and Feely's got a good night's sleep. So he's in the driver's seat, and I'm getting ready to crawl in the sleeper.
Now, fans have met them on the way or honked and waved. That huge truck carries all the helmets, pads, jerseys, and more. The team, meanwhile, we see on Twitter, is loading up to get on the plane. Kickoff is set for 3:30 tomorrow here on KSL News Radio. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, it's hard to miss that truck going down the road, too. I'll tell you, with that giant BYU logo wrapped on the side. Coming up on KSL.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.